Mr. Senator, let me speak. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You don't often hear a senator overpowered by a witness at a Senate hearing, but it happened Wednesday at a hearing into the assault weapons ban. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina was arguing that before we ban assault weapons, we should prosecute the unfit people who try to buy them, the people who sign that form at the gun shop, swearing they have a clean record, but then fail the background check. Well, one of the witnesses, Chief Edward Flynn of the Milwaukee Police Department, couldn't help himself.
Senator, the purpose
of
the background
cases
check,
have you made? How many cases?
It doesn't matter. It's a paper thing. Well, I want to stop 76,000 people from buying guns illegally. That's what a background check does.
AR-15s,
if you think we're going to do paperwork prosecutions.
Order was quickly restored. The Second Amendment suffered nary a scratch. But we started to get a glimpse of what this new world of banning people instead of guns might look like when the other witness, U.S. Attorney John Walsh, said this.
There have been over 1.5 million rejected. We should be proud of that. But there's also no way that the Department of Justice could have prosecuted all 1.5 million people who were rejected over that 15-year purpose.
He meant period, not purpose. He was a little nervous. But this is our dilemma, right? The senator wants all this law enforcement, and yet tomorrow, across the country, the federal furloughs begin, affecting police departments and U.S. attorney's offices. Even as a police chief and a U.S. attorney are being told they should have prosecuted 1.5 million more people than they did. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.